All right, you guys got the Friday injury report. Go ahead and open it up for questions.
John, you talked yesterday, you kind of mentioned about Ty Long maybe being on a snap count. Is that difficult to do at the offensive line position to kind of rotate?
I don't really mean a snap count other than we'll be evaluating them as the game goes on, and we'll make the necessary adjustments.
Would he be on the right side, left side?
Again, I don't get into starting lineups. We won't even say that much, just who'll be active and who'll be inactive.
John, with Kyle and Prince both making their first game action this season, do you have to be conscious at all of the quick turnaround of Thursday and how you go about discussing the plans for
the season? Well, that's something you deal with, every team in the league deals with on the short week, and we pretty much cater to, not just those guys you mentioned, but the whole football team. It's a fast turnaround. Everybody understands it. I think, we've got a pretty good system of it, and we already have it in the books as far as how we're practicing.
Is it more under the microscope, though, for guys like that? You're not sure how they're going to respond to game action?
Yeah, I think, we'll kind of speak to that after Sunday. You never know what's going to happen. We'll evaluate that after Sunday's game.
Coach, I know you said everybody had their signature on it, but the hole that you were in at the end of the first half, does that give you any hesitation, maybe a shot?
We're so far past that. We're pretty much on to Pittsburgh, and I don't really want to.
Does it give you a shorter leash on Mike?
No. I really don't know how many leashes we got on people, but I'd say no.
Last time you were part of the game like that, just before.
Oh, I've been more part of way worse than that. I think I told you my first NFL game was 51-0. We turned it over six times. That's been a while. You try to shut those out of your mind.
When you talked to Jeff Fisher about how he handled Goff and managed that situation, what did you get out of that, and how have you been able to apply that to handling your business?
Well, I think, if you just look, obviously it didn't go as well. I watched him play last night. I think in year two, I'd say he's further along. I don't think I'm overly bright to make that deduction if you watch the game. So, I think, like anything, the more you do it, the better you get, you'd like to think. And, we're kind of in the midst of that now.
Well, was there any particular advice that Jeff gave you that actually has played out? Or?
Not really. I think, with football players, every guy's different. Regardless of the position, I've been asked millions of times about different players I've had, not just quarterbacks. No two are really alike, so every situation's different, and I think, you have to handle it different.
Obligatory Kwiatkowski question.
We finally got some information, which is, yeah.
Let's go, please.
Well, it was positive. I don't think you're ever as exact, but it's not as serious as the pec injury that we had with Jarrell Freeman. I think at this point we've not been forced into any kind of a roster move as regards to him at this point. I'm not saying something like that can't happen moving forward, but it was positive results.
What are they diagnosing it as? Is it torn or strained?
I can't get into all of the exacts just because I'm not certified to do that, but it's not as serious as Jarrell's.
So no surgery?
At this stage, you never know, what can happen moving forward. But at this stage, no.
Does that put you in a little bit of a squeeze Sunday in terms of figuring out what you want to do?
Yeah, we're still making that decision. I don't think we have to do anything until tomorrow. So we'll probably wait till then.
How much more growing can Mitch do without game reps?
Well, I think that's why you practice. All along in sports, it's kind of been practice makes perfect, so the practice is very good. We'll go see how the games go when that opportunity arises.
Were you pleasantly surprised to have good injuries?
Not really. I think you always hope for the best, as in regard to that, but, everybody deals with it. We're not the only team in the league dealing with injuries.
What was the reason for the 4 or 5 days?
Testing.
Just testing.
Yeah.
In regular season mode, how can Sanchez be most valuable in your role with you guys?
Well, I think, he's an encourager. I think, he's in the room with those guys every day. He watches tape. I think he brings expertise. I think he brings experience. I think all that's good.
Thank you.
You know, so I think he's been a very positive influence on that room.
Guys have talked about his energy. Mm-hmm. How have you noticed that as a coach in terms of how that influences and impacts?
Well, when I talk in terms of raising all boats, you know, I mean, I think there's encouragers, there's energizers, there's, you know, people that lead in that way. And I think, you know, I think it's a little bit of a positive force. I think it's important, you know, and I think he brings that to the room.
Do you sense it's been difficult for him at all being at this stage of his career and being at that point?
Well, of course it has. I mean, all these guys are competitors. You know, they want to play. You know, it's a lot of hard work. You know, they put in a lot of hours and, you know, wears on their body. And, you know, it's a lot of time they put into each one of these games. And obviously it's probably a little bit more satisfactory when you get the chance to play. You know, so, you know, I mean, you'd have to ask him, but I'm sure he'd like to be out there playing.
John, is it fair to say with Cam and Kevin down that Marcus Wheaton may have to take on a different role than what you envisioned for him when you signed him as a free agent?
Yeah, and no. You know, I think he was going to be in the mix. You know, I think, you know, we've adapted now because, you know, Cam and Kevin have been out for some time now. So we're, you know, still adjusting and trying to figure that out. I think, you know, the players are as well. You know, I think we're, you know, still finding our way. And, you know, now we get to inject, you know, hopefully Marcus into it. And we'll, you know, we'll see how that transpires.
Are you encouraged just health and shape-wise by what you've seen this week?
Yeah, I mean, he's been out there running around for a couple weeks now. He's just not been ready to play, you know, with the nature of his injury. So I think he's in pretty good football shape, you know, conditioning. You know, now it's a matter of playing. You know, Kendall's, I think, again, been a good addition. He's a good inside guy. He's a good competitor. He's got quickness, which I think is a key variable. I know he had one drop last week, but you know, all in all, I think he was productive, and he'll continue to be productive.
John, you looks like you'll gain long. You could lose Sitton. How important is it to get the five offensive linemen you planned on?
Well, I think, you know, I mentioned the other day with, you know, in relation to Pittsburgh, you know, and them having their five guys intact for some time, you know, again, it is a continuity game. So obviously you'd like to have everybody together for some time. But, you know, it's kind of been how our season started, and we'll make do.
I think Shaheen's played like 10% of your offensive snaps. Is that an accurate reflection of kind of the way you guys view him right now?
No, I think, like in most cases, it's not so much how we view him, it's how we view the people ahead of him.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he, what has been, from your vantage point, his biggest adjustment coming from small college football to now?
Well, I think depth. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, maybe a year ago, I don't know that for a fact, it might have been different. You know, I think right now, it's not so much the evaluation of him as it is the people ahead of him. All right.
Is there any advice you'll offer Wheaton as far as playing Pittsburgh Sunday after the unfortunate result that Mike had last week in Tampa?
I don't think they have anything to do with each other, you know, other than a player in a completely different position in a completely different city playing their old football team. So I don't know that that would carry much weight. All right. Thank you.